On the outskirts of Paris, in what was once a warehouse, are the studios of an artist who's dedicated himself to engaging with history. What was once a car park is full of models of crashed fighters, almost full size, all made of lead. Lead poppies and sunflowers sprout from some of them. And the site is repeatedly overflown by light aircraft from a nearby airfield, as though the war is still going on. Inside are the archives and research materials of the great master of recovered memory, Anselm Kiefer.
Der kleine Feilchenstrauß, den ich dir geschickt ins Haus.
Born like me in 1945, just before the end of the war, Kiefer grew up in a bombsite culture where dwelling on recent history was judged unhealthy.
I came late to the German history. In school, we had not so much about German history. It was like Alexander the Great, and then came the Baroque, and then the Renaissance Baroque. And then for the Nazi, for the Third Reich, it was 1 or 2 weeks too, you know?
Quite. But you had some of it, because I thought you told me that there was almost none of it.
Later, when I was already in the art school, I found by accident, I don't know how it happened, a disc, what the Americans produced to explain what German history was the last 15 years.
You never told me that, so a record.
And there was a voice of Hitler.
Die Partei wird für alle Zukunft die politische Führungsauslese des deutschen Volkes sein.
And I was so impressed and so fascinated. And so abgestoßen auch, abgestoßen, repelled. Yes. Repelled and fascinated from the voice of Hitler, you know. And then this was a moment I started to study about the German history. Mm.